this platform, on this show, we gonna stand on what we saying.
Hey, check it out, man. You understand me? It's another episode of the Popular Loners Podcast. You understand me? It's your boy Lewis Belt, man.
And it's your boy Ryan Davis, man.
Hey, how you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. You know,
I'm hella mad because as soon as we dropped our last episode, Kendrick dropped a motherfucking anthem, best rap diss of all time. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I tell you this.
I want to hear your opinion. Who you think won, Drake or Kendrick Lamar?
I think it all depends on what you were trying to get out of the rap beef. If you believe the winner is whoever makes the best music wins, Kendrick mm-hmm. won. Kendrick won. If you say who had the best diss record, I think mm-hmm. Drake won. I think Family Matters is the best diss record.
How?
Yeah.
How?
Because I think They Not Like Us uh-huh. is a great classic record. Uh-huh. But I think as time passes, it won't matter that it's about Drake. It'll just be about the song. Like Dre Day. Nobody cares that it's about Eazy-E. It's just a classic.
But see, that's what makes it so special, because Kendrick beat Drake at his own game. Because we forgot back to back, really dissing Meek. We just listened to that shit in the club.
Yeah, but he just beat Meek straight up. That's what I'm saying. Straight like the Meek diss wasn't even what he.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm done with defending Meek. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Moaning and wearing these see through shirts.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Get up. So. Yeah, so
I'm cool. I'm defending Meek.
My thing was, Not Like Us. I feel like anybody who doesn't like that track, I look at them suspiciously. Mm-hmm. That's probably the song of the summer by a mile.
No, that's a fact.
But I don't see, I'm jealous of you because you got to listen to it at home. You had your show at home, and man, I wish I could be in the bay whenever that busted on that beat.
This how I know this nigga Kendrick won. I'm out the country right now. They playing that shit out the country right now.
Yeah, of course. But to
me, they didn't play Drake shit. They didn't play that weekend.
Because I don't think Drake, because none of Drake, that nothing that Drake did was like a hit. That's the thing that made that move by Kendrick crazy, because one, Kendrick done dropped, what, 4 albums? And then, like, it depends on if you count Section 80 or whatever, but 4 studio albums after Section 80, right? And this nigga ain't had not one Bay Area bop, nothing ever. And then he got into a rap beef and decided, nigga, you been in California all this time. You ain't have one busted beat. And then all of a sudden, he was like, now's the time. Go to the vault. Pull that thing out. It was a great move, man. It was a great move.
I ain't gonna lie. I feel like people not mentioning Drake and trying to make a club record and it's not hitting the club like how he thought he was gonna hit. Because the song where he switched it, what fucking song is it where he switched his flow with different beats like 3 different times? He did like a southern.
Yeah, that's Family Matters. I think Family Matters is the best diss song of the whole thing. And
so
I think
feel
that's
like
the best.
Family Matters is a better song than They Not Like
This. A better diss record. Like,
so you believe? That, do you believe that? He threw that kid out there to so Kendrick can say that, and it's false. You believe that?
Now that's the thing. That's why I say it all depends on what you believe, mm-hmm. right? I don't know these niggas, bro. I don't have a personal relationship with these niggas, right?
Almost.
So for me, on being objective, is either you believe all of it or you believe none of it. I don't like people who be going, well, I believe this, but I don't believe that. Or what? Mm. How you know? Nigga, you've never met these niggas. You
I
don't
just
know.
Feel like it's something in my soul telling me Drake got a daughter. I don't know. I just believe it for some motherfucking
brother,
reason.
Listen. But that's a point that I wanted to make. You want to know why everybody believes Drake? A lot of people believe Drake has a daughter? Uh-huh. Because nobody thinks Drake is a good guy.
Exactly.
Nobody.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, he's not a good guy to the girls.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Nobody. Mm. But that was Kendrick's angle. Kendrick's angle was he treats women terribly. Mm. He's doing all this stuff. He's even hiding the daughter. It's all this stuff. And I'm just sitting there like, yeah, Kendrick, I never thought this nigga was... I never thought he was a good person.
Damn.
Damn. The problem is, we thought you were a good person, Kendrick. And after you rolled around in the mud with this nigga, your name got dirty some. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Kendrick really showed us. He got more time than what we thought. Yeah. Nigga making like Kendrick just be, this nigga just be all doing like yoga had a, all day.
Yeah, the young, he had a boss.
Watering gardens. Yeah. This nigga really, the house got time to really talk a lot of shit. He just chewed
yeah. And then he, you know, Kendrick made it seem like he wasn't digging for dirt, but then he came with the record where he obviously has been digging for dirt. And then Drake said, I gave you fake dirt. And then Drake, like, it's just like, it just depends on what you believe.
If like, you had to pick who won the battle, let's keep it gangster.
It just depends on what you think, is what you want from it.
You sound like, I think you think Drake
won. Because this is... I do. But the reason I do is because it's the angles, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's what exactly, because one, the bars matter to me. I know people love They Not Like Us.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga ain't like killing it with the bar. OV Ho is funny, that's but it's funny. Not, yeah, yeah, freaky ass nigga, you a 69 God. Hilarious.
Crazy.
Hilarious. But nigga, that's not, it's, you know what I mean? Like,
but that's
like
what a diss record is really about, who can roast the best. After that, it's going to be who more gangster on who.
But listen,
roast.
But that's the point that I'm making. Now, that's, we agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we agree on. And to me, Drake was funnier. I think, yeah.
What was funny?
I think
what was funny? Him being a midget? He called.
I think, no. I think Kendrick was funny on They Not Like Us. He was hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, mama.
Nigga, trying to strike a chord, but it's probably a minor. Yeah. Is the fuck, yeah. Nigga? The way the colonizer flip was crazy.
Yeah, even yeah. With the Atlanta shit, nigga. He like, you going to Atlanta? Yeah. Nigga. 2 Chainz, nigga. It
yeah,
ain't good, nigga.
That flip was crazy, and then the freaky ass niggas need to stay inside.
Too?
Huh?
Do you think 2 Chainz took that as a
I wondered. Thing? I wondered, man, no one said that, but
nobody
I thought that I was like
that. How 2 Chainz.
Yeah, I was like, yo, because he was like, this nigga gave you the pass and yo, and that still don't make you no good. That nigga can't give you the pass. I was like, God damn.
Yeah,
yeah, but I was like, you know, 2 Chainz better not say nothing. But it's whatever.
I thought it
when I heard it. I was like, if I was 2 Chainz, I was like, nah, I don't like that, Kendrick.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say nothing publicly. I'd be like, ah, nigga, I wish you would word it that a little differently.
Yeah, because he's like that nigga 2 Chainz.
But that's what I'm saying. But, you know, I think the way Drake approached a lot of things was just funny. I think the AI record was funny. They had it taken down, but I think the premise of that was funny.
Yeah.
I think it was hilarious to have Pac telling this nigga to hurry up, Snoop telling this nigga to hurry up, and then I just think it was like when I listened to Family Matters, the whole when you beat your girl, is it self defense because she bigger than you? Is just
see,
nigga, that's,
it was horrible. So how you feel about how
but,
you feel
but,
about
I, but for the, me, I only care that it's funny. That's all I care about.
So you don't
if
give
he would have just said
talking about family and all,
I
that
don't give a fuck about none of that, I nigga. Is I'm, it funny? That's all I care about.
But that
like,
wasn't
when,
cool.
When
though,
Kendrick
they
when
agreed.
Kendrick went through the whole like therapy session in Meet the Grams,
uh-huh.
There's niggas who love that. I don't love it. It's too dark. You know what I mean? And then he's possibly talking to a kid who don't exist for a whole verse. Like if the kid, now if you can prove
who said the kid don't exist though?
That's what I'm saying. The nigga who's being accused of having the kid said the kid don't exist.
You got a good point right there.
And I don't know these niggas.
But Drake is the same nigga said, I wasn't hiding the world from my kid. I was hiding the kid from the world.
And I hear that, and
this
it's a lot of niggas.
He be trying to manipulate the fans.
Now
he be manipulating
that,
the
but
business.
That's what
and
I. But that's what I'm saying. And that's why Kendrick. That's why I had Kendrick up, because Kendrick easily could have just kept showing you how he is a manipulator. I thought that was a great angle from Kendrick.
Yeah.
That Drake is a manipulator. I believe the colonizer angle was the way to go.
Because
we had talked about it on the last pod where I was like, Drake wants everybody to think he's the cool guy. And you was like, that nigga ain't cool. And I was like, Hey, but Lewis love everybody, guys. That ain't everybody. What it
I love everybody.
But the nigga ain't cool. Nigga Let's ain't just cool. keep it real. And I think Kendrick was doing a great job of exposing that. And all Kendrick had to do was just keep it rap. Keep it rap. Because even if Drake got dirty, if Kendrick just kept it rap, like They Not Like Us, people can say that I don't think he went dirty in They Not Like Us. He's talking about, because even when he's talking about the pedophile stuff, he's talking about a nigga in your camp already having
that on his resume.
That on him.
Yeah.
So you attached to that. And then when he said you try to strike a chord and it's probably a minor, that doesn't mean like a 5-year-old or a 10-year-old. That means just underage girl. That's grooming.
A minor is a minor, and that's an insult.
No. What I'm saying is, it is. It's not, but I think when you say a nigga like underage girls and a man and he like children, that's two different things. You see what I'm saying? I think that's to me, that's two different things. One of them is a groomer, and the other one is like underage, children.
For Drake age, underage is 21.
But you get what I mean? Like, and
that's
for
a minor.
Me,
bitch,
but,
if you
but what I'm
at
saying,
the club,
but what I'm saying is,
if you can't go
listen,
to the club and get a shot,
you can't,
you're a minor.
Yeah. So for me, there's no defending either act, right? But the point that I'm making is whenever you making these claims or whatever, it works better in Drake's favor when he says, I heard that your manager might or your boy might be the father of your child. Kendrick ain't like, you can't say, I know this is about you for a fact, right? And
yeah,
I think when Kendrick, you can't do that. That's what people are forgetting. A lot of Drake didn't really accuse Kendrick of a lot of stuff. And when he did accuse Kendrick of stuff, he made it funny. That's what it's supposed
but
to be
for
me.
That's what niggas do when they ain't got nothing to say. It's like you cracking jokes and shit because
but
you
that's
ain't got
what
no
I'm,
real
but,
shit to say about me.
But that's what I was telling. But that's what I'm saying. That's why Kendrick should have just kept it real shit because Drake showed that he didn't have no real shit to say.
I feel you, but I think that's why Kendrick won because he hit him with some real shit and some funny shit.
But the real shit, the quote unquote real shit, is speculatory. You know what I mean?
Nah,
it's not like. That's why it needs to be. See, listen, when Tupac said, that's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. I don't care if he fucked Faith. That's funny. That's you can't get that's hilarious. I don't give a fuck. That's disrespectful as shit, but it is funny the way that he went about saying that.
That's more disrespectful than funny. It's the difference between being funny and being
disrespectful. I think everybody laughed when they heard that shit. I think the first time
Biggie
you hear that
laugh.
Shit,
Biggie didn't laugh.
Nah, of course Biggie didn't that's laugh, but I think everybody who hear that shit is, that's funny, man. I think, for me, you want people to go, ooh, ah, but I don't want you to get, I don't want to care about this man's therapy session or the breakdown. I never thought Drake was a good person. Kendrick was the person who looked like a good person. Yeah. And because he sat there and fed into the mudslinging, he got dirty.
Nah, he didn't get dirty. I think Kendrick Lamar solidified his legacy like on a whole nother level with beating Drake in a beef. Like it's clear. Everybody
and even then, and even then, it's like, yeah, Kendrick, your songs are hot right now, but the fact that your last album didn't do numbers and wasn't hot, and now it seems like everybody only wants to listen to you because who you're dissing, which is really just, that matters,
Kendrick,
bro.
Kendrick is a legend. Oh, he got
I'm not, hey, he is a legend, and so is Snoop. Uh-huh. But if Snoop diss Drake, Snoop would get more streams than he's gotten in the past, whatever. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they say he broke the hip-hop record streaming in the day.
And that's let's be honest, it's because of who he's talking about. So when Drake says, you know, you doing numbers only because you're talking about the boy. Honestly, if you're being real, you should probably just hand me the money over. That's a great angle. Like, listen, that's I know you don't listen.
That's Kendrick Lamar. He could say that to Rick Ross.
Oh,
he
could
say that to Rick Ross, not Kendrick, bro. That nigga a platinum album. He got platinum albums.
I hear you. But the knock on Kendrick is that he's not consistent. And his last album, was it his least successful? It got the Grammys and stuff, but streaming-wise and sales-wise, wasn't that his least successful?
But this is Kendrick's point. Nigga, how would your streams do if you wasn't clicking up with them Atlanta niggas every motherfucking episode? I mean,
That's what I wanted Kendrick to stay on. Because you could beat him just like that. You could have beat him just like that. See, the thing is, when he said, let's keep it a friendly fade, I was 100% on Kendrick's side. I'm like, because I'm looking at Drake like, nah, nigga, don't try to muddy the water because you're going to have to outbar this nigga. Yeah. Because it was half, because really the beef is, it was never personal. It was always.
Nah, I think Kendrick really don't like that nigga Drake.
No, but not like him. But Kendrick is always of the mindset, nah, I'm better than y'all. I'm better than y'all. And until you prove you better than me, I don't want to hear it.
For sure.
Which, he ain't never talk about Drake mom, none of that. He was like, white boy, I'm better than you.
Yeah.
And that's just what it was. And I don't like in rap beefs, a lot of people be lying, man. They're like, man, in these rap beefs, you say whatever. I done seen 100 rap beefs. Niggas will talk about shooting you.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas will talk about you and your crew being lame and all of that shit. Niggas don't talk about personal business or your mother. Or your children. Both of these niggas was corny for that shit.
Yeah, I
agree. Both of these niggas. Yeah. Nigga, your opponent is standing in front of you. Like, let's say.
But the only way to get Drake, though, the really only way to beat Drake, though, you got to hit him, like, where nobody willing to hit him at. Because Drake a big dog.
And I hear you, but Kendrick has the skill. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people have to go that route to beat Drake because they don't have the skill or the popularity. You know what I mean? Like,
but he's still a West Coast nigga. You got to keep it gangster. It's like you can't be a West Coast rapper and not say no gangster shit at all.
But that's what made They Not Like Us a beautiful record for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's saying, you a culture vulture, right? All you do is steal. You don't even come from a place that has a hip-hop sound. Let me show you where I come from, though. I'm from Cali, nigga.
Yeah.
Mustard on me. Oh, and you can't even front on that.
Mama.
This is where I'm from. I'm from the West Coast, nigga. This is West Coast shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's a hit. That's what I'm saying. So
he's genius for including the whole California. Because I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
That into the beef until that nigga started saying, you feel me, nigga, Oakland gonna be your last stop, nigga. It's like, Oakland.
Yeah, it's gonna be your last stop, nigga.
I'm like, so
my thing is, if you're a person, right, who is just looking at the beef and you like Kendrick won, I will never argue with you. If you're a person that's like Drake won, I won't argue with you. It doesn't become a conversation with me until you discuss why, right? Uh-huh. Discuss why. Now, if you say Kendrick just dropped better music in the back and forth, I won't argue with you. But if you like, I think Kendrick won because of Beat the Grams, I'd be like, nigga, I don't trust your judgment. But if you like, They Not Like Us is the best record that came out of this, so Kendrick wins.
Yeah.
I can't argue with that.
That's how
it's a landslide victory.
Yeah.
It's a landslide victory.
Because I actually did like Meet the Grams. I did like that shit. And I like that. It was a tie until Kendrick dropped that They Not Like Us.
They Not Like Us. There's nothing close. I'm going to tell you how good They Not Like Us is. It's better than Like That. And Like That was insane. The one that got it kicked off. That's the one with Future, Metro Boomin.
That's a flat.
Yeah, that track is insane.
Yeah, that's a flat.
And that nigga beat that.
He did beat that. He did. The part I'm trying to figure out, since Drake and Kendrick been beefing, why the fuck the Game and Rick Ross is beefing? I'm confused about that. Do you know what's going on?
Hey, everybody dropping diss tracks, bro. Everybody dropping diss tracks. Like, Game done dropped a diss track. I think he just him and Drake are cool, you know, and I think this was an opportunity for him to jump in and take shots at Rick, but this is the problem I have with that.
Damn.
Where was you when the niggas was jumping me? Don't punch Ross after we, like, after he, now I'm running a one-on-one with this nigga, and you gonna come punch a nigga who not hitting me no more. You the worst kind of friend, nigga. Help me with this nigga, bro.
What
they got BBL Drizzy playing everywhere. Get Metro, nigga. He the one that's doing something to me.
that tell you how strong that West is, because shit, Gang the Game and Kendrick ain't gonna do that for Drake. Man. Not no light-skinned nigga in Canada.
Nah. So my thing is, I thought it was dumb on behalf of the Game. The Game is going to out-rap Rick Ross. I know a lot of Rick Ross fans don't want to hear that.
That's tough, though. I think it might be a top, but the Game,
I like
really
Rick Ross.
Good,
bro, I'm from the South, bro. I love Rick Ross. Can't nobody tell me nothing about Ross. Yeah. I love that nigga. Even when I don't agree with the nigga. He hilarious.
Yeah, he makes shit sound cool when it ain't even cool.
Yeah.
He can be saying some corny shit, but it sounds cool.
He can be saying some corny shit, but he can make it sound like, yeah.
Nobody got a line in their backyard. You be like,
yeah.
I don't got a line in my backyard.
Yeah, I love Ross, and I love the Game, and I would have loved to see them bar it out bar for bar. Mm. But I think niggas, really what niggas really need to do is what I hope Drake and Kendrick would have done. Mm-hmm. And that was like, I'm better than you. Nah, I'm better than you. Nigga, let's just see what it is then. Let's just go right at it. Mm-hmm. The whole, because this is the thing. Now Drake and Kendrick have taken it so far that we may never get a collab from them ever again in life.
I think it's coming.
You think it's still coming?
It's the entertainment.
I think that's the worst part about it. Because people could be like, well, Jay and Nas ended up collabing.
Yeah,
this
and
is
Nas
way
that
more
nigga big lip ugly nigga. So.
Yes, but being called big lip and ugly isn't as bad as nigga. You be beating your girl and your kid ain't even yours, nigga. Yeah. Hey, nigga. Oh yeah, you got pedophiles in your camp, and you probably touching kids too. Yeah. And I'm gonna tell you how bad that hurt. That Drake spent half a song defending himself. Niggas don't.
That's
I'm
how
telling
you know
that,
you might be guilty if you.
That
nah,
but that, I'm telling
yourself.
You, them allegations are, and I never wanted to hear those allegations. By the way, for this reason, mm-hmm. You can't get the stench off of you.
Yeah.
You can prove that you. They never found any evidence against Michael Jackson, and his name is still tied to that forever.
Only way Drake overcome this jacket Kendrick put on him. Is it Drake pop out with an OG bra? If this nigga pop out with Vivica Fox or something, a motherfucking.
But it's not gonna matter once they put that. That's why I don't like when niggas don't put certain stuff on niggas if you ain't got proof. Because this is another thing. Yeah. Let's say he got proof, guys. I'm not saying he don't. Let's say he has proof. Now I'm looking at Kendrick weird. How long have you known that this nigga sex traffics and deals with underage girls, and why didn't you say anything until you could profit from it from a beef?
Because that makes wasn't you that look, nigga business. There's a lot of niggas out here doing
that makes, but that make, but then, but listen, oh, cool. If you want to have the stance that that's not your business, then why in and Meet the Grams do you decide to make it seem like you're holier than thou and you got to teach this little girl not to go the route of whatever? You see what I'm saying? It's just like,
because you throwing rocks at the throne. So nigga, once you start throwing rocks at the throne,
but that,
nigga, I gotta tell you, like, hey, nigga.
I agree with you that he's like, nigga. The gloves are off, nigga. We throwing everything at the window. But I don't think
that nigga. Let's keep it professional. Let's
yeah,
keep it entertainment, nigga.
But I don't think he realized. But I don't think he realized. And I promise you guys who are watching this, it's not just me. It's going to be a lot of people who view Kendrick differently after this. We're going to listen. They not like us. If you're not playing that song, you a hater. You a hater. I don't care. As soon as that come on, if you don't start, nigga. Listen, if you don't start, yeah, you a hater. You a hater. You a big hater. But I can't say that Kendrick is leaving this unscathed. Kendrick is not going to keep making songs like They Not Like Us.
Mm-mm.
Eventually, he's going to go back to being Kendrick that people look to for substance. And there's going to be a lot of people that's going to say, hey, Mr. Substance, is this true about you, though? And Drake, the things Drake that are being accused of, court is going to sort that out. If they never, if he never goes to court or trial about any of this stuff or whatever, he's going to keep making hits. And you know hits make people forget everything. Ask R. Kelly. That's all you got to do is keep making hits.
They ain't forgot, though, because that nigga locked up.
But what I'm saying is, I'm not saying, like, I'm talking about if you don't go to jail. R. Kelly didn't go to jail. Yeah. And we let him make Ignition and all of that shit even after. Chris Brown, they tried to blackball him. He just kept making hits. If you can keep making hits, it won't matter.
Speaking of, that's a phenomenal point, because that's matching our next subject matter. You know what I'm talking about? Speaking of hits, Cat Williams comedy special. You said, long as you keep making good work, you feel me? People just, you know, you can do whatever the fuck you want, say whatever you want. People online talking bad about Cat Williams comedy special.
I haven't looked at the reviews.
A lot of people online said they wasn't feeling Cat Williams comedy special.
I've talked to some people. Right? I have not watched it.
Before we get to speaking on this, because we're both two great comedians, people don't understand how hard it is to have multiple comedy specials. Well, I'm going to just say that before we start.
So for me, if you have two all-time great comedy specials, you're probably in my top 15 all-time. Because that's how hard it is to do it. It's very hard to name people with two classics.
Yeah.
That's why I think a lot of people don't understand. That's why Eddie Murphy is ranked so high. Because he went two for two. And then he stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't do anything to hurt his legacy after that. Not a lot of people have two. And not a lot of people have more than two for sure.
A lot of people don't have one.
Most people don't have one. It ain't but like 22 niggas with one.
Nah. You know what? Let's take that back, because everybody got a comedy special now.
I'm talking about a classic comedy special, though. Yeah. Ain't but like 22 niggas, maybe, that got a classic one, nigga.
Like 20 niggas, for sure. Black people.
For sure. Yeah. Oh. So to have two.
How many comedians has got a classic comedy special? That is a good point. Because people criticize the comedy specials like they just hella easy to come across.
Man, that's the thing that makes me laugh more than anything. When niggas be like, yo, these comedy specials falling off. Nigga, nobody was making classics all the time. That's what makes classics what they are, nigga. That's really like albums.
Like, it's albums. People be too hard on comedians. I feel like comedy specials is equivalent to albums. What rapper got every album just a hit? I mean, like, classic. No. Niggas got albums that's classic. Some don't hit, some do. Comedy specials is like that, too.
Whenever Cat Williams came out the gate, back-to-back arguable classics, back-to-back.
Oh, mamas.
And then Kevin Hart came out, arguably classics, back-to-back. Everybody got spoiled. They thought that's what comedy specials are.
Yeah.
No, nigga, it is rare for a nigga to have a classic, and it's definitely rare for a nigga to follow it up with another classic.
No, that was just
a great time for comedy. You can't name another time that was like that. The only other time I could think of when niggas was dropping classics back to back like that was probably 83. When Bill Cosby dropped himself and Eddie Murphy dropped Delirious.
Mm.
That's how rare it is for somebody to do it at the same time around the same period.
Yeah.
When Chris Rock was dropping his and with Bigger and Blacker and Bring the Pain and all of that, there wasn't nobody else dropping classics. When Dave Chappelle dropped Killing Them Softly, and so I'll give Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock, I'll give them credit if you feel like Kill the Messenger is a classic. Or is it Never Scared? One of them dropped around the same time Dave Chappelle dropped the one from San Francisco.
Yeah, the one in San Francisco go crazy for sure.
Yeah, the one that for some reason I can't even think of the name, but for me that's arguably Dave Chappelle's best special.
Yeah. That's the one he said, you go to San Francisco, they be like, hi, and then you go to Oakland, they be like, what's up? Welcome to Oakland, bitch.
Yep.
Yeah, that's your classic for sure.
Dave done dropped so why is it slipping? Why is it Why can't I?
I don't know the name.
For What It's Worth. That's the name of it. For What It's Worth. It was right after the Chappelle Show was done, everything. He had that Showtime special. Bang.
As a comic to comic, do you think in this day and time, right, because Cat Williams, he went viral, you know, on the Club Shay Shay interview. So everybody was anticipating, everybody was expecting Cat Williams to have that same energy and that kind of that same subject matter on his comedy specials. Do you feel like comics is giving too much good quality material to podcasts online and then go on stage and try to go against, you know, what everybody want to hear? Or just like, you know.
I think in the Club Shay Shay interview, Cat Williams was addressing a lot of things he wanted to address while being funny. And he was being entertaining, too. I don't think everything that he said, he meant for everybody to take at face value. Mm-hmm. And I could be wrong. I don't know him. We ain't had no conversation about it. But I believe when I watched that interview, I was like, I don't think he want us to believe everything he's saying word for word. There's a lot of entertainment value in it. But when you have, but in his special, there's stuff that he really wants to say. This is a message I really want to get across.
Yeah.
And I think when people see you being silly, and I'm not saying he was completely silly in the Shay Shay interview.
That nigga was dead-ass serious.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it's the approach of it, right? Mm-hmm. Saying Cedric looked like a walrus or some shit like that. That's silly as shit. It's funny, but it's silly as shit.
That shit funny.
Yeah, he not gonna, that's not the way he's gonna approach the special. Mm-hmm. The special is, I haven't seen it, but I heard he talked about reparations. You know what I mean?
He talked about a lot of things. As a comedian, I knew what he was on. Because it was a lot of, I could tell it was a lot of material he worked on, because some of it was like, oh man, you done heard hella comedians talk about this shit already. So by the time Cat said, the from the fans' perspective, it's like, oh, he's saying this, but they don't understand he done developed and worked on this material.
And there's another thing too. They be like, man, I already heard a comedian say that. Yeah. For all y'all know, Cat said it first. That's the hardest part about comedy for a lot of people. You spend your time cultivating, because this is another thing people do. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say Cat said something last year while he was on this tour. Mm-hmm. Somebody went to the show, was like, boy, Cat crazy, came home, turned it into a meme.
Yeah, that shit is a real thing.
That's a real thing. Yeah.
And then people when don't understand things, because a lot of people say it's dated, meaning like his subject matter was dated.
Dated.
But it's like people don't understand.
I've been touring this for a year. I've been cultivating this to give it to y'all.
Yeah. So I think the fans got to be more patient. And I think that's what Kendrick represents. That's why it was so dope.
But we talked about that. I do believe that's what Kendrick represents. I'm telling you, Kendrick took so long to respond to Drake, I had lost interest. But then when I heard Euphoria, I was like, worth the wait. Let's get it. Let's see what it is.
Should comedians...
I prefer Kendrick's approach over Drake any day. If you man, this is art. Crockpot, baby. It's supposed to take all day to cook this.
Oh, mama.
And they used to give people that grace. Chris Rock gets that grace. And I don't like that they don't give Cat that grace. Cat earned that grace.
Facts.
So if anything happens in the world, it ain't dated until you hear his perspective. Because everybody else's perspective don't mean nothing.
Yeah, everybody else's perspective ain't his perspective.
Yeah, and that's the thing I love about my fan base. Mm-hmm. My fan base, I can talk about some shit that happened 6 months ago.
Oh, my mama.
They'll go, man, I was waiting on you to address that. I had to know how you felt about it.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that I get that grace. And it's crazy that I can get that grace and people don't want to give Cat that grace whenever Cat has been talking about meaningful shit
before. The difference is those are fans and these people that's watching. Like a Cat Williams fan gonna give him that grace.
Cat Williams fan will give him that grace.
Yeah, my fans but that's, give me grace. But that's, some motherfuckers watching, they ain't gonna
but
give me
Cat
that
is,
grace.
Cat is learning the same. Cat is experiencing the same thing. I'm just not saying he's learning because he's been famous forever and Drake has been famous forever.
But it's a new time.
But whenever now, I'm telling you, when you a big dog, people who aren't really fans but dabble in what you do, they're really loud.
Yeah, that's why, really thought, loud. That's why I stopped giving a fuck about. If you're not a fan of mine, I don't give a fuck about what you're talking about. I'm talking to my
I blocked
fans.
So many people over the past week, bro, because there is people that don't understand. I don't care if you follow me. I don't care if you watch my content or anything, right? Because this is what people have to understand. I love doing what I'm gonna do, what I do, and I'm gonna do it whether people watch it or not.
Oh, mama! See, I'm see me. I want motherfuckers to watch my shit.
No, we do it. We want it to watch, but you got to get it out.
Yeah,
you got to get it out.
For sure.
Like, you know what I mean? Because like with your special, you recorded it before anybody watched it.
For sure.
You know what I mean? You go, I'm gonna put it out, and I hope y'all watched it. But it don't change the night where you ripped and Too Short brought you out, and you got to do it for your city. You know what I mean? Yeah. It don't. None of that leaves if people choose not to watch it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And that's the feeling. And I feel like your fans don't disrespect you, not your real fans.
Yeah, I don't.
So when people, that's the point that I was getting to. Like, my real fans don't disrespect me. Yeah. And if you a real fan of mine, I'm gonna have genuine love for you.
No, I always fans.
My fans know I come in. I do stuff like this all the time. I'll come to cities, and then I'll take my fans to 5-star restaurants. I'll take them to other concerts. I do it real low key because my fans. The people who are real fans of mine.
See, Ryan, this starting to sound like these hoes now. These ain't.
Nah. I make sure
I
not
love
to
my
do
fans.
That.
I take them to nice
I make sure not to do that. I make sure not to do that because all you have to do, you start doing that. That's when them stories come out about you. That's.
See, you up on game.
Yeah.
To take
so I'm gonna bring out some female fans. I'm gonna bring out some male fans because I need witnesses. Like, ain't nobody about to. Ain't nobody about to get me, bro.
No, for real.
So I take people to dope shit and stuff like that, but it's an appreciation. And I know people who follow me on Instagram know that I respond to DMs a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. Not on some. Now, if you come in my DMs, like, hey, Ryan, you in my city, I want to take you out on a date, I probably won't respond. But if you.
Oh, I can't do that no more. It's over. I'm in a relationship. But before
you're in a relationship.
Yeah, that's how you approach me. I want to take you to dinner, Lewis. It's, oh, yeah, but it's good. That's how you get my attention.
Yeah, not me. You got to send some titties. Because I'm obligated. I'm obligated to say thank you. I got to say thank you.
Yeah, that's sure.
Yeah, but if you like Ryan, I want to meet you or whatever. I'm like, all right, whatever. But hey, you said the titties. I'm like, ma'am, I appreciate what
you. You know what's funny? I didn't like women sending me titties because I want to see them in real life. Because if a female sees some titties online, they're going to be like, you seen them already in person. It's like, nah, I don't even want to see no titties. Don't send me no titties. Show me them titties in real life.
And I'm going to tell you, why you feel that way. Because you player. Mm-hmm. See, me, I ain't player. I don't care. Hey, send me the titties. Send me the titties. Because I might not even ask to see them in play.
That's player to admit that. You don't do that way in the player way. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
you ain't
like,
player in that
well,
way.
This is the thing. This is the thing. I ain't never gonna front about who I am or how my life is going. Nah, you know, it don't do anybody any justice for me to lie. You know, like, I'm not the type that approach women. I'm not the type to make a. I'm oblivious half the time when women are shooting they shot or sending signals. Like, my homegirls will pull me to the side and be like, yo, that girl was on you. I was like, who? They be like, nigga, ain't no way you didn't see that. I ain't see it.
Licking her lips.
Yeah, I miss all, man, Lou, I'm telling you, I miss all that shit. So I ain't even about to act like I'm the nigga that see the choosing signals
but
and
Ryan,
go over there and kick my game.
That's why I appreciate you, though, because there's a lot of niggas out there that don't be doing that, and then they get to talking to me and acting, yeah, man, I'll be
What we lying? Who we lying for? Hey, listen, and this is the thing. If I did it, you know I was lying. You be like, man, Ryan, I done been around you, nigga. I ain't never seen you.
But the crazy part about it, Ryan, These niggas, I done seen you with more women than a lot of these niggas.
Man, Lewis, don't.
I love Lewis, everybody.
Let these niggas, yeah, but let these niggas think what they want to think. For some reason, there is this rumor going around about me that I don't have no women. That women don't like me, don't not. I'm never alone.
I am a witness. I done seen Ryan Davis with a woman several times. So, yo. I'm never alone.
And the thing is, and I'm not saying that bragging. I wish I could find me a wife, settle down, and get whatever. But until then, I'm playing the field, bro. And I'm never alone.
Yeah, I'm out the game, P.
Yeah, man. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, King.
I'm still in the game. I'm just playing it with my partner. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. See? That's that player shit. I told you. I wouldn't even never thought to say that shit. My dumb ass be like, man, I hope that my lady would be interested in possibly.
Bro, that's hella. You seen the Tom Brady roast? Did you watch that?
Oh, it was great. That shit was great.
Hey, Kevin Hart did a phenomenal job hosting that shit. I was proud of him because he was being raw.
Give a fuck. I was super proud of him.
Because
it was, I think he did a good job, but two, that roast was so long. And he had to keep people engaged for 3 hours.
Yeah, that's hell.
If you, like, yeah. Lewis hosts, so Lewis know, nigga, when the show run long and there's still another nigga that still got to go up.
That shit feel like a real job.
Yeah. Yeah. Kevin was working that night,
but
bro.
But that's Tom Brady, though. The Tom Brady roast, nigga. They could have did that bitch for 5 hours.
Everybody, man, and watching niggas. And then this is the beauty of it that I like. If you have a list of best sets, right? It's all comics at the top. Mm-hmm. And it just proves to you that a comic can give you their best jokes and give it to a non-comic. Because that's what happens, guys, by the way. Gronk ain't write none of that shit. Julian Edelman don't write none of that shit. All them athletes, they don't write none of that shit. The comics who are on the show, and there's some comics off the show, write all that shit, right?
Mama.
They can give you their best jokes, but they can't deliver it like the comics. And Nikki Glaser was like, all these my shit. Let me show y'all how I do this. And Tony Hinchcliffe was like, let me show you how I do this. Sam J was like, let me show you how I do this. So
they were crazy. I love that they roasted the fuck out of Kim Kardashian. I thought that was my favorite part. I thought that shit was funny. Because I'm like, why is everybody scared of this prostitute? Why they just roasted? I love everybody. I'm just saying, I would have wrote that. Like, oh, they gotta get her.
Man, that nigga Tony Hinchcliffe said he was like, Kim be putting shit on camera. She got more public beef than Drake and Kendrick. That was crazy.
I feel like this raw and uncut shit is really back. I love it because
that's what I'm hoping. I'm glad you said that. Bro.
It's really back because they were talking about Tom Brady's ex-wife and everything. And Tom Brady was a player. He was just like, he seemed a little bothered though. He was on this Nick Cannon shit.
A couple times they hit him and he was like,
all right, nigga, I'm football at one of them niggas. That was crazy. White people, that show you the difference between black roasted and white roasted. Because if that was a black quarterback and they were saying that shit would have turned into a whole fight, shootout, everything.
Hopefully they get to every year that they do the roast for the Netflix is a joke joint. I hope that it's somebody. The thing is, Tom Brady is such an icon. There's so much information, so much material there for a joke. Yeah. I ain't going to say that it's going to be easy to match Tom Brady because he's arguably the greatest to ever do his sport.
Yeah, he for sure. Go.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And usually it's hard to find somebody that iconic who will allow you to do a roast.
Yeah.
So I hope that they can maintain some level of a very high status person to do the roast for after this. But I ain't gonna lie, that's a very hard person to top and a very hard amount of good performances to top. Drew Bledsoe had a great set in my opinion. I think
everybody did hella good. That girl was hella funny. I wasn't familiar with her.
Nikki Glaser, she was going crazy.
I felt dumb as hell. I'm not familiar with her. She hella funny.
Yeah, she was smoking, man. So hopefully.
Would you do a roast?
Oh, I'm great at roast.
No, I'm saying like how Tom Brady was like taking all the blows.
Yeah, because you get to go last.
Oh, you do.
Yeah. I don't know.
That was a lot. That was a lot.
I ain't even go. I'd be the only nigga at his roast with a pad. Nigga say something about me. I bet. They're like, is he writing jokes in the moment? So you goddamn right.
Feel like that was going too far with the roast on Tom Brady?
Roast is supposed to go too far. Because you're not supposed to take, because this is the thing. I'm only saying this, like, this is how a roast's supposed to go. I'm only here because I respect you,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And I'm saying things that are insulting, not to hurt your feelings, but I want you, because Tom Brady has been, you don't roast somebody who's the butt of jokes all the time. You roast people who are never the butt of the joke. Tom Brady is rarely the butt of the joke.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Seven-time Super Bowls, most...
They scared to
most accolades. Yeah, most of the time, most people are scared. He went through his whole career pretty much without people criticizing him too bad or anything like that.
Yeah.
So the roast is like, you're the GOAT. And everybody, and that's the thing, they call him the GOAT. Everybody's like, it's an honor to even be here in your presence.
Yeah.
Now get these jokes. And then they get, and then they start going in.
Yeah.
So... If it's really, the only time you should feel some type of way is if you feel like this person really just wanted to take shots at you and the respect isn't there.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, you probably shouldn't have that person on there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And he probably knew like
yeah.
who was going to be on there for sure.
Yeah, I think he knew. And for me, right, I've been part of roast before, but I wasn't, of course, the main person.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a part of roast before, and I've been hit with some jokes where you forget, man, these comedians be really good writers, man.
Yeah.
Because they didn't even know who I was. They just went on, they just Googled me and took whatever popped up on Google and hit me with it, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
These niggas is good.
You know, I was so good. I actually waited to the end and paused it and looked at like who was writing all this shit. I seen Rob Hayes was one of the writers. I was like, that's dope. I was glad to see his name pop up. But I seen a few other people. But the people that had on the panel was dope. Like Sam J and Andre Schultz.
Sam J did a thing.
All them,
man, Andrew Schultz. Yeah. Andrew Schultz had a great man. He had one of my favorite jokes. When that nigga said that it was like Edelman, Gronkowski, and Amendola. Those are your receivers. They sound like a law firm, which you'll probably need to defend you after the divorce. Mm. But I guess that's why Dana White is here, so he can teach you how to fuck a Brazilian out of that 50% of their purse. Nigga, I lost it. Because Dana White, like most of the UFC, the biggest fighters are Brazilian, and he don't pay none of them niggas.
Damn.
And Andrew Schultz flipping that joke and man, it was a joke. It had so many layers because he used three niggas to do a joke about this nigga and then picked the nigga in the crowd to also double up on the joke to tie it all together.
Yeah.
That's roasting. They roasted five motherfuckers in one move.
Yeah,
I was like, that's a great
but
joke.
But Schultz fuck around like that. He legit.
He fuck around like that.
He been fucking around like that.
Yeah.
He really deserved to be there.
Yeah. It was good to see him there. Mm-hmm. It was, Tony Hinchcliffe, when he was like, we was talking about Sam J. He was like, Sam J is a big black lesbian. So she don't just eat vagina. She all hell gnaws on it. I was like, oh, fuck this nigga, bro.
He
at the YouTube Theater tonight. He sold that bitch out. He sold out two shows.
I'm not surprised.
At the Netflix is a joke. He sold them out before he did the roast.
Oh, for real?
Tony Hinchcliffe, he probably going to do Madison Square Garden next.
Hey, I became a fan after I seen that kid he was talking.
Better ride that way from this roast, nigga. Go see if you can do Madison Square Garden right now.
Oh, mamas.
Right now.
Oh, mamas.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Before we wrap it up, man, we gotta talk about LeBron, man. You understand me? He didn't make the playoff. Well, he's not
He
in the
got knocked
playoffs no
out.
more.
Yeah, my dog gone. He out of it.
Yeah, the GOAT, he out of the playoffs right now. Is it over for LeBron? Is career over with? How is legacy looking? Is it set in stone? He's just hanging up.
I think LeBron sabotaged his own career
How?
accidentally. I think he was living on the time is now. I got to strike now. I got to win a title now. That he was putting so many rosters together in short notice and then dismantling them and then trying to put together. You can't put a championship team together in 1 year. It's very hard to do that. And I don't think he knew he was going to play 21, 22 years at a high level. So whenever he was like at year 17 or something, he was like, I gotta win now. But now seeing him in going into season 22 and still averaging 27, 8, and 8, like, nigga, you should have kept Lonzo, you should have kept Ingram, you should have kept Julius Randle, you should have kept all these niggas. And you right now, y'all would be dominant. The Lakers would be
Yeah,
dominant
because
right
they're
now.
good role players.
Yeah,
Yeah, he's still
that
playing
if
at a
he had
high
just
level.
had the patience, if he
Right.
had just had the, but he thought, nah, I gotta win now. And he put that team together and they did win it. They did win it.
LeBron, you gotta think about it. LeBron traumatized of waiting on niggas to develop because he
He
did that shit
is.
his first
That's what
10
I'm
years
saying.
in the
Yeah,
league. And
he did it.
Gauskas, Mo, all the niggas didn't do it. So it's like Ryan got time to be
I
hoping
ain't got
niggas get
time.
good.
Yep.
Nigga, hey, I need the niggas right now. So he did his first
Yeah.
10 like that. So that
Yeah.
other 10, he like, nigga, I'm just picked the best
Nah, I
niggas.
can't. And that was the problem, though. He and
Yeah.
that's the problem
Yeah.
because they have to leverage so much to get the players you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the way to do it is the way the Timberwolves did it. You
Yeah.
just stack a bunch of shit, and whenever you get close, go trade for Rudy Gobert. That's the last piece. They get like we look like we got everything. Go trade
Who
for
you
a
got? Who
four-time.
you got for the championship this year?
I'm gonna tell you who I want to see. I want to see the Timberwolves versus the Knicks.
I ain't mad at that because I fuck with Brunson. They got Brunson fucked up
They got Brunson
because
fucked
he's
up.
short with a big ass head. I think he don't get the credit he deserve. I think it's the look that got Brunson star power fucked up, but he puts up superstar numbers. Don't get fooled by
Even
that little big ass head with the little body. That nigga's a bucket.
and even if it's the Celtics, I would just love to see. But I want to see the Knicks. I'm tired of the Celtics. I think the NBA needs the Knicks to be championship caliber team. I think that's good for the league.
Yeah.
I think it's great whenever the Lakers are good.
Yeah.
I think it's and this is the thing, growing up as a Laker hater.
Yeah, I never gave a fuck about the Lakers.
Yeah, I was an Allen Iverson fan, so it was like fuck them forever
I'm
for me.
Tracy McGrady, T-Mac,
Yeah,
LeBron.
so yeah. So it was like fuck them niggas forever. But I can tell the difference whenever they're relevant and when they're not relevant, how much motherfuckers love basketball.
Yeah.
And I can tell when the Knicks are relevant, the whole city of New York, that shit change.
Yeah, nah, it
Them
be popping.
motherfuckers, that it be popping.
Cause you gotta
And
think
I
that
think the
motherfucking the arena is in the middle of Times Square. So you know that
nigga,
motherfucker hella loud. It's popping. I ain't never
man,
been inside.
I've been inside
For
and
real.
man, I'm telling you, yeah,
It's
bro.
hella loud, huh?
Man, listen, Madison Square Garden, bro. If the Knicks make it to the finals, bro, that's what I want to see.
Yeah.
They not even like when the other team has the ball, you probably ain't even gonna be able to like stay still. The whole building is going to
Shaking.
shake, nigga. Man, And you already know how New York niggas are.
Yeah, they already
have extra as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to New York, by the way. New York niggas, y'all know y'all extra as shit.
They be doing
extra as shit. Extra
them
as shit. But that's why I want that for y'all. Yeah. Yo, them niggas is like, nigga, the Knicks can win 3 games in a row. They be like, I told you nobody can fuck with New York, son. You come up here, you got to. I'll be like, yo, it's a 3-game win streak, my nigga. It's not. Yeah. But I love it. But people who care about it that much deserve the opportunity to cheer for championships. I do believe that. Even if the Knicks are horrible, Madison Square Garden stays sold out.
For sure.
So the last thing I want to hear is that a fan base that loyal doesn't deserve the opportunity to cheer for their team. I hate, and I think if Julius Randle is playing right now, there's no doubt in my mind they go to the finals. There's no doubt in my mind. Yeah. I think they definitely
You don't got respect for that light skinned nigga in Boston then. You don't
That. And this is the funny part. That's the exact nigga that I don't trust.
In
Boston.
You got a good eye, because I don't trust him either.
I don't trust him.
Jason Tatum is not aggressive enough for me. This nigga just
plays. And we not saying that because he light skinned. Yeah, it's actually quite, you know. It's disappointing that he's acting light skinned out there, because that's not what. Because usually light skinned niggas.
Jaylen Brown act more light-skinned than Tatum. He's not aggressive enough.
Yeah, but this is the thing. Whenever I expect light-skinned niggas to have a chip on their shoulder like Matt Barnes.
Yep.
So I don't want to hear that like when I say he acting light-skinned, you're like, oh, there you go with the light. No, Matt Barnes was like, nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga, my shit will look silky playing, and I'll punch you in your goddamn
Brunson
face.
Brunson is light-skinned, but he playing
Brunson
like
is light-skinned. Brunson ain't playing with you, bro. He ain't playing with you. Man, he not playing with you.
He playing and like, I'm like a dark skin nigga on? With dreads right now.
Yeah, like, and we need Tatum show up, bro. Tatum show up. Because this is the thing. Y'all can still get out of certain series without him showing up. They can get past the Pacers without him showing
up. For sure.
But whoever they get in this last round, he don't get it done. They not going to the finals.
Yeah,
and Brunson is gonna make him have to get it done. It's very difficult to stop Brunson from getting 35.
That nigga damn near averaging 30 in the fourth.
Yeah,
Gonna score in the fourth quarter.
I don't give a fuck what game plan you got. Brunson is gonna get his, nigga.
Yeah.
He gonna get his.
Yeah.
So I'm very interested. It sucks to see LeBron out of it, but you know we watching the end of an era.
Exactly.
LeBron out of it, KD out of it, Steph out of it, James Harden. Y'all niggas need to team up. It's over.
Nah, it's just over for them niggas in general. All the niggas
team
up, it's still gonna be over with.
That's what I'm saying, nigga. Y'all, the days of y'all carrying a team to the promised land is over, nigga. It is over. These young niggas got it. That Anthony Edwards nigga is different, nigga.
Yeah.
That nigga is different.
That's my favorite player right now. I'm fucking...
I don't know. I'm going to tell you this. If you're a basketball fan and he not your favorite player, I don't think you like basketball for real.
Yeah.
This nigga is aggressive on both ends of the floor. When the game is on the line, he want the ball in his hands.
Yeah, listen, he like that for sure.
I'm a LeBron fan. I love the fact that LeBron makes the best possible play.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to detest Kobe shooting over 3 niggas with the game on the line.
Yeah.
Even if he made it, I used to be like, that's a bad,
still a bad shot on my mama.
That's a bad shot.
Yep.
Anthony Edwards is taking over games, but he's not taking bad shots.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, now, a time is going to come where they're going to send 3 niggas.
Yeah.
And we'll see what he do.
Yeah.
Kobe didn't really have much of a choice because they sent 3 niggas. He's like, I'm still not
giving
it to
Sasha.
That nigga
Kobe shoot on 3 niggas. He didn't give
a
fuck.
He was like, I'm not giving it to Sasha Vujicic. I'm not giving it to Smush Parker. Nigga, I'm
but
shooting
if you really
nigga.
Think about it, he really was making the right decision. That's why he had
that's what
rings.
I said. That's why I didn't.
You
should
listen to them niggas when it come down to it.
That's how he felt. And you got to respect, even though I didn't like it, I respected the fact that nigga said, you open is not a better shot than me over 3 niggas. That's how nice I am. That's how cold I am.
Nah, for
you know,
real.
No disrespect to you. You know what I mean? You probably can hit it open.
Yeah.
But me over three niggas is a better shot than you.
You remember on Boys in the Hood and Ice Cube and all them was riding the car and then Trey got out?
Yeah.
But Trey got out on his own. Like, Kobe the type of nigga tell Trey, hey, get out. You ain't with this gangster shit.
Yeah, nigga. So we about to go do some gangster shit. Get the fuck out the car.
Get the fuck out the car, because I'm not passing you the strap, nigga.
I'm not passing you the strap, nigga. I've seen you shoot. Yeah. I've seen you shoot.
You shoot with your eyes closed, nigga. You hitting kids.
I seen you flinch. You ain't gonna hit nothing flinching, nigga. You can't flinch when you... Shot ain't accurate word for shit. You scared of the pop, nigga. I can't...
So can't do nothing with you. Kobe. He would tell him to get out the way.
And this is the thing. And I know it's going to be some Kobe fans watch this and be all in their feelings about it. I think Kobe is the most skilled player to ever play the game. For me, it's either him, Kyrie, or Hakeem Olajuwon. Those guys...
For sure.
Those guys in three different positions. I've never seen people able to do everything. Kyrie can do everything.
I think if Kyrie Irving was 6'6", he would be the greatest.
It wouldn't even be no conversation.
He'd be better than Jordan. He'd be better than Jordan.
Yeah, it wouldn't even be no conversation. Wow. Kyrie, if
that
he
nigga
was
play
just,
like how every hood nigga want to play in the NBA.
Man, he the most entertaining nigga to watch. Yeah. So, my nigga Anthony Edwards is my favorite player right now. Kyrie will always be my favorite player to watch because he Harlem Globetrotting niggas in professional basketball, dog. When you watch Harlem Globetrotting niggas, they're like, man, niggas will never get away with that in a real game. And then Kyrie is like, oh, no. Yeah, come here.
That nigga, when I think of Kyrie name, I just think of this. That nigga got this there.
Did you see the one?
That nigga need a statue like this out front of nigga.
Man, did you see the one where he went up and three niggas from the Clippers jumped, and then he brought it down, went up like this again, and all of them converged on the ball. He brought it back down and laid it. I was like, what?
Yeah, he go crazy.
What? I don't even understand.
Y'all put a comment. Let me know. What y'all think? Would Kyrie Irving be the greatest player of all time if he was 6'6"? Just let me know. Let me know if Ryan Davis is tripping.
Also, were y'all here for Game's diss track? Were y'all hearing that? Do you want to hear Rick Ross rebuttal? You know what I mean?
I want to hear the game.
Yeah. I got this one. Christian Combs, P. Diddy's son, dropped a diss track for 50 Cent. Do y'all want to hear 50 Cent respond? You ain't know about that. I'm looking at your face.
Yeah,
you ain't
know
about
that.
That.
50 Cent to ignore that nigga. I'll hit that nigga for 50. No, I'm playing. I'm just playing.
Lou didn't even hear the track. He was like, no, thank you.
Yeah, I'm cool. It's a real song out there right now.
Yeah, it dropped the day, bro. Real thing. Yo, I listened to it.
Was it cool?
You right.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
That nigga need to be quiet. I love everybody, but he need to go fuck with Pop and get that shit together. Don't be worried about what 50
Cent. But this was an awful time to drop that. Like, the Drake and Kendrick thing is taking so much attention from Diddy. Why would you bring it back? Yeah, if that was my son, I'd be like, nigga, what you doing? I just got in the clear. They just stopped talking about me.
Oh, but you got to think, 50 Cent is dissing this nigga daddy. If a nigga dissing my pops, I don't give a fuck. I'll say something for sure.
Yeah, the time to say something was the first time he dissed your pops.
You right.
Not when your pops is facing litigation.
Right. And then, and they going through so much shit, nigga, rapping ain't going, you going to have to pull up on 50 at that.
Yeah. But, or if you do diss 50, bro, you got to spend 3 weeks writing that.
No, it's nothing he could do.
This ain't no spur of the moment. No, because you need now. I said this when you diss somebody. I was like, I love niggas to keep it on wax, and you just out rap the other nigga. Mm-hmm. 50 Cent, go dig dirt, man. It ain't gonna do you no good. No metaphor is gonna help you with 50 Cent. No bar is gonna help you with 50 Cent. Because 50 Cent is gonna go to the 50 Cent is gonna take it to the dirt immediately.
Yeah.
You're fighting 50 in the bud.
But 50 Cent is not gonna respond to P. Diddy's son.
But this is the thing. I hear you on that, but that's why you gotta make him. You gotta make him by saying something so diabolical. so diabolical.
I don't know what this. I don't know what P. Diddy's son can say to 50 Cent.
You, hey, try to get 50 Cent's son on the track.
Ooh.
You see what I'm saying? You got to do something. I try not to be the person that I am. I'll try not to let people see. I tell people all the time, I'm really not the nigga to go to war with like that. My mind is different. Yeah. But most of the time, I'll ignore it, though, because I don't like to get dirty. That's why I'm telling y'all, I keep bringing it back. I didn't like that Kendrick got dirty because I see a lot of myself in Kendrick and the way that he operates and how he thinks of stuff. And the intellectuals, when you're more intellectual and somebody is dumber than you and they try to take it to the mud, that's why they taking it there.
Yeah.
Because they can't outwit you.
Yeah, because so, that's always my approach. I'm never going to just outsmart a nigga and say better words. None of that. Nigga, I'm finna just say some shit that just, nigga.
And your then mama once,
a bop, nigga, she sucks. And yeah, dick, nigga,
and when he get mad, sucked. And then when he get mad, you be like, got his ass, that nigga that came down here. Exactly, I know how niggas get. I'm from the hood too, bro. Yeah. I already know how niggas get down. You be like, man, he said all of that. Yeah, nigga, he's trying to get a reaction out of you. And if you react the way that he wants you to, he's better at that than you are.
He reeling you in.
He reeling you in. Now you about to play his game. Yeah. Don't play that nigga game, bro.
Yeah.
Don't play. See, but 50 plays one way. Yeah. 50 ain't going to never fight you clean.
Exactly.
He ain't never going to fight you clean.
That
so you might as well
throw an elbow on your ass.
Yeah, nigga. It wasn't never going to be clean in the first place. So you thinking a rap track is going to get his attention. That was never going to be it, dog. That was never going to be it. You were better off making videos clowning him, making social media. You better off having a social media back and forth with Fifth. To make a song.
Only thing you could do to 50 Cent, like if I was P. Diddy's son, I just keep roasting that nigga tank tops he used to wear.
Yeah.
Prime, them tank tops. Like, that's the only thing you could really say.
It was the worst. Yeah, it was the worst approach. Like, you could have showed 50 Cent hanging upside down at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because that nigga ashamed of that.
He was looking like a potato wedge.
Yeah.
That nigga looking like a straight tater tot upside down. Yeah.
That nigga looked crazy doing that.
But he's a legend. Yeah. He can get away with it because niggas ain't going to say nothing to 50 Cent.
Yeah. So that was the time, man. It's like, and 50 has a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
He could have went back and forth with 50 and 50 would have been playful about it too.
Yeah.
You know, 50 will entertain you.
Yeah.
He'll entertain your bullshit. He'll go back and forth with you.
Oh,
but 50 posted it today. It was like, 50 pretty much said, oh my God, I'm scared about all the things that Christian Combs is saying about me. I'm scared.
That's funny. That's you see what I'm saying? I'm scared.
That's how 50 responded. And now everybody's laughing at you, nigga. Because nigga, what did you think was gonna happen?
You can tell he don't got no niggas around him. Cause I would have told P. Diddy, son, hey bro, don't funk with 50 Cent, cause you ain't on that. You understand me?
You ain't on that. You gotta get dirty to fuck with 50, nigga. You clearly ain't ready to get dirty cause you rapping.
Exactly. And you ain't trying to get dirty because, nigga, you ain't standing next to your... Nah, I'm just playing. I love everybody.
Oh.
I love everybody. It's another episode of Popular Loners.
I'm Ryan Davis.
I'm Lewis Belt. Hey, make sure y'all tap in, subscribe, like, put a comment for the next episode. This is the beginning.
Yo.
This is the beginning of this ignorant shit. I'm finna kick.
I can't believe you said that shit. Hey, for next time, y'all. Oh my God, this nigga said that's why he not standing next to
me. I love everybody.
Out.